Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how. Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer, Mark. And we are talking about motivation today. I'm really interested to see what's going to come up. I'm really interested in up-leveling the ways that we motivate ourselves, so maybe it doesn't have to be as difficult, as painful, or as confusing. So, of course, we're working today with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and very powerful modality of clearing and repatterning, moving past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly, aligning with ease, grace, prosperity, abundance, health, loving relationships, and so much more. We are going to open up the phone lines in the second half of the show today, take some live calls so that anybody in our listening audience that wants to participate in this and experience for themselves how fast, how easy, and how fun it is can join us. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into or you would like some assistance moving through, get ready to call.
So this is a part two discussion from, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, where we did a whole show on motivation, and we talked about just our motivation with who we choose to have in our lives. And since that time, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, what motivation I have for anything in my life. And I'm really confused, and I can kind of spiral myself out sometimes going, you know, why do I even get up in the morning? Why do I go to work? Why do I have the job that I do? Why do I think certain things are important? Why do I choose the clothes I wear? There's so many questions I have about where my motivation comes from, that where I make these decisions that seem like just, well, that, yeah, that's the right decision for me. But there's something underneath that drives each one of those activities, and I'm fascinated to explore it a little more.
Well, I think most people need to get out of bed in the morning because they either have to go to work or they have to take care of their family. So you have a tremendous amount of freedom in those areas where you do kind of have to dig a little bit deeper and question, why is it that you're getting out of bed in the morning? So let's look into that one first.
Okay.
Maybe it's so you don't get bed sores.
Which would be a genius move. I don't want to get bed sores. I'm getting out of here.
That's our motivation, huh?
There you go. Well, that's true. Isn't it true that we do seem motivation seems to be either moving away from something that we don't want or towards something that we do want,
mm-hmm.
right? Or maybe a combination or a gradation of each of all of that in together. But it's interesting to sort of trace it back, like, am I getting, I'm just tired of sleeping, so I'm getting out of bed? Or is it like, I'm really excited about this day, so I can't wait to get out of bed and get going?
I don't think that's why you're getting out of bed, because you're excited for the day. I get that you're getting out of bed in the morning because you're moving away from something.
Is it the bed sores?
No. <It's not>. I think that was more of a joke. And we were confirming with intuition that, no, that's not actually the reason.
Okay, good.
Let me check in with this and see what comes up. Just a second. Fear. You're getting out of bed out of fear. Fear of laziness. Fear of failure. Fear of lack. Fear of disconnection. This is from other people. That seems to be one of the bigger ones, is that you want to connect with other people when you're awake. And that seems to be one of your biggest drives, is connection.
The drive to go, to get up, get functioning, and connect with people during the day. Yeah, I get that.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm kind of fascinated by this because I didn't really mean this as something I wanted to explore, and yet you've picked up on it and kind of gone, and now it's actually really useful to sort of look at that, even something as basic as why I'm getting up out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, I'm getting that fear is a huge motivator. One of the top three is what I just got intuitively, and I don't know what the other two are yet. Oh, yes, I do. They're coming in. Money is another one, and discomfort is the third.
Discomfort.
Discomfort. Do you want to go ahead and check that, Gwen, see if you agree with me on those are the top three motivators?
Yep, I get the same answer, except that I heard sex, so it shows you where my mind is.
Interestingly enough, I don't get that that's true.
I don't get that's true either.
Mark is probably disagreeing over there.
I'm a guy. Come on. Of course I agree with that one.
Well, it feels like it's one of the top 10, but not one of the top three. And apparently we're just going to be looking at the top three today. Yeah, it's interesting that this is our topic that we chose 2 weeks ago to talk about today. And just yesterday, I became very aware of one of what my primary motivators has been, I think, throughout my life, which is pain. I have been in a lot of pain, which seems to fall under the category of discomfort. You know, I'm super sensitive, and my body tends to get thrown off pretty easily when I'm not sticking to a really clean regime as far as my diet. So I'm basically grain-free right now. I've been grain-free for a while, so I don't eat any grains. And I found this delicious recipe for almond bread and made a small loaf of almond bread. And I've been eating it every day, and not a lot. I mean, equivalent to one or two regular slices of bread per day. But apparently, according to my Ayurvedic friend, I don't know, almonds aren't that great for me to eat in summer, which is something that I didn't know. So it just created all kinds of pain and discomfort in my body. And I've had these issues since I was a very little girl. 6 years old is the first time that I remember going through extreme discomfort because of something that I ate. And I'm just recognizing all of the decisions that I've made throughout my lifetime based on pain, moving away from pain, which, like I said, falls under the category of discomfort.
And emotional pain could also be classified as discomfort. So when people experience discomfort in relationships, that may be a motivator to reassess or...
Right. It's amazing to me how many people make major life changes based on relationships. You know, when they break up with someone and then suddenly they've got to leave their job, they've got to move, they sometimes even just halfway across the country to get away from whatever situation is arising for them around that past relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I want to check in and see, obviously, Mark and I are not motivating ourselves in the highest and best way if we're motivating ourselves with fear and discomfort. It feels like we have attachment to both the pain and the suffering in motivation. And I would love to switch that, and I want to explain a little bit about what that means. In all the work that I've been doing, what I have noticed is when we do a clearing like this, we haven't done this one exactly, but what happens is you start being motivated just by your intuition. You get a feeling, and you get insight, guidance, and you move on it. And if you act on it, then you don't have to go into whatever is painful or uncomfortable or, you know, causes suffering in any way. And that's the key. And I want to tell another little story around this. You know, I moved to Hawaii about 10 years ago, and I was told when I got to the island that I would know when it was time for me to leave. And at the time, I thought, why would I ever leave? But that's exactly what happened. Several years into it, all doors started closing on me simultaneously to where I literally could not stay on that island. I had nowhere to sleep. I didn't have any friends that could help me. And it was just very apparent to me that this island was not supporting me anymore. And then I realized how many times, actually every significant move that I've ever made in my life was motivated by some sort of tragic event, painful event, uncomfortable event, something that pushed me out of where I was currently into my new situation. And I just recently realized when I was in Sedona about about a year ago, I realized that this pattern had finally changed for me when I saw someone in line at the health food store that I had known in Ashland. I had just left Ashland, you know, a month before, and she kind of looked at me sympathetically and said, oh, you couldn't make it work in Ashland either, because she had said that she wasn't able to find a job, she wasn't able to find a place to live, and that's when it hit me. It's I had plenty of work in Ashland. I had an amazing place to live, and there was nothing that pushed me out of Ashland. There was nothing that told me that I had to leave. It was strictly intuitive. I got the message one day. I had just told a group of people that I was planning on staying in Ashland for at least a year because I loved it so much. And it was, I think, a week later that I received intuitive guidance that it was time to leave. It was time to pack my things and move to Sedona. And so I went. I wasn't too happy about it at the moment because I really loved my situation in Ashland. But when I met my friend in the health food store that had reflected that back to me, that's when I realized that things have changed dramatically for me. I think this was the very first move that I can recall that was not motivated by some sort of uncomfortable situation or tragic event. Because once I started paying attention to what my intuition was telling me, I didn't have to take it to that extreme anymore.
Nice.
And when you got to Sedona, you found a place effortlessly, or how did that go?
The very first day. And Sedona is just as difficult to find places, according to what I've heard, as Ashland. And the very first day that I was there, someone that I knew from Ashland made a call to someone that lived in Sedona that made a call to someone else, and I just walked right into my place day one.
Jeez. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Sedona has a reputation in the community for when your time is up here, you get booted. I mean, just this, in the same way that you talked about all doors close on you and when you're in Hawaii, you know, that I've heard that often happens with people here where all of a sudden everything just falls apart and it's literally, you know, run for the hills.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know what it is. We seem to resonate with places like this, but let's go ahead and take a short break right now, and then we're going to be exploring motivation a little bit more in the next segment. If you want to join us in the second half of the show, the number to call is 800-930-2819. My website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark talking about motivation today and working with conscious repatterning, extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning. Anything in your life that's not going exactly the way you would like to see it go, that's what we work with. So motivation, so we've identified what the three most common motivators are. fear, money, discomfort. But what I want to know is, if we were aligning with the highest and best motivation, what would that be? I mean, I was automatically going to love, that I feel like love could be our motivator, but no, there's something that doesn't feel right about that.
Yeah, I got no.
Well, it's not a solid no. So there's some sort of attachment that I have, and I feel like it's something worthy of discussing here. An attachment that I have to being loved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the reason I feel like it isn't, love isn't, is because love just simply is. So when we feel like we're being motivated by love, it's something that we have to get, and that's just not what it is.
Yes.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check in and see what is the highest and best motivation.
Well, I heard plenitude.
Doesn't plenitude go along with money, abundance?
Not necessarily with money, no. It's a state of being complete or fullness.
Oh,
I mean,
that makes sense to me. Okay.
Nothing to do with money.
Well, let's go ahead and do the opening prayer and then do a little bit of clearing on this, shall we?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Love it.
Okay. We ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and in alignment with pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, what you just said, Gwen, I feel is really profound, that love just is. So releasing attachment to love presenting itself in any specific form or way, and acknowledging the love that is in our experiences, in our lives, in our beings, you know, in ourselves, in our hearts. I feel like that is an excellent clearing to receive.
So opening up our ability to see and receive the love that's already present that we're not noticing.
Yes, exactly. Let's do that. I want to do that as a little experiment. Do that clearing and then see if any of the motivations that we have cleared.
Ooh, I love it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, yes, I do get, when I check to see if Mark gets out of bed in the morning out of fear, I get no.
Nice.
And then I wonder if I am aligning with the highest and best choices in my life out of discomfort. I get no.
No. What about me?
We haven't looked into that yet. What is your primary motivation? I get that it was money. That's interesting. We had each one of the top three. Mark, you were being motivated by fear. I was being motivated by discomfort. And you, Gwen, were being motivated by money.
Wow. Okay.
I don't get that
You're
that's
right.
true anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
But you get that it cleared, right?
Yes, I do.
Wow, well, that was super easy.
Who knew?
So I want to ask in another way if each one of us are aligned with the highest and best motivations. Yep. Thank you. Yes.
I love it.
And I want to let you guys know also that I've checked each one of us. I do get that each one of us is being motivated by plenitude now. That's our primary motivator.
Woo!
That's really good. Because that's the thing that we don't always get to talk about is like, you know, we talk about whatever we needed to clear, we cleared it. Okay, did we clear it? Yes. But this time we got to identify it as the healthiest motivator. That's pretty cool.
I want to do some more around this on the live group clearing call tomorrow night. Explore motivations a little bit deeper and then maybe do that clearing that we just did for everybody on the call. And I always like clearing with larger groups because I feel like the more of us that do this, the more of us that get ourselves clear and aligned, it's contagious. It spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to do some more of this tomorrow night. Live group clearing call at 5 o'clock Pacific. That's 8 o'clock Eastern time. You can connect in with that on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, if you want to join us.
It's fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and we move really fast. Let me just go ahead. Let me just go ahead and give a brief little rundown as we clear three relationships for everybody on the call. And that's something that only takes a few minutes at the beginning because we don't have to discuss details or go into the story, nothing like that. We just clear the relationships. And then we move into the full hour of clearing all kinds of other stuff. And I do want to address more on motivations, getting clearer with ourselves about what's driving us.
And I love that it's intuitively led, so everyone is different, and whatever comes up is so specific and useful for the people that are on that call. It just still blows me away every time I do one of those. I must have done 30 or 50 of them by now. I don't know how many I've been on. But everyone is different, and I haven't run out of stuff that I get to explore within myself and unfolding these different layers and deepening, and it's just been such a blast. And yet, one was tremendous as well, just doing one. It's an incredible process, really is.
It's a bit like Mr. Toad's wild ride. You never know where they're going to go. We start off with a particular topic and the relationships, of course, but after that, wow, hold on to your hats.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not something that you have to continue doing to receive benefit from one, but we are highly complex beings. And as long as I've been doing them, I don't think we've ever duplicated a topic and gone very deep.
No.
And they're really something that you've got to experience to appreciate.
True.
What else about motivation? There seems to be some more coming up. How are you feeling, Mark?
You know, I had this thought as we were talking about plenitude, as Gwen was mentioning, and we kind of explored. But I deal a lot with people around money, and one of the things we always explore at the beginning is the sense of deprivation that a person is experiencing in their lives. That trying to identify that and help us address it and not try to address it just through money, which is what a lot of people do in our culture, especially. Was just really useful, and when she said that, it really triggered, or you guys came up with plenitude as a clean motivation. I saw that as sort of seeing the enoughness of my life, you know, that I'm so blessed, and so I'm just the air, the sunlight, the things that I just so take for granted and can get bogged down in these little problems and issues of my life that I turn into, you know, my reason to be sometimes. I laugh at it when I pull back a little bit and look at how silly some of the things that I get caught up in, and when the motivations that have kind of driven me through this sense, I think of in the past of maybe not having enough, you know, of just deprivation. I just think it's really cool that we discussed and sort of unfolded that plenitude as a place. And it seems to tie in with what you talk about, Deborah, too, with gratitude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
exactly.
Like experiencing it with a grateful heart, you know? I love that.
Experiencing everything that you have with a grateful heart brings in more to be grateful for. I truly, honestly believe that because I have seen it in my own experience. I've seen it in other people's experiences over and over again, is bringing yourself to that place of feeling gratitude. Just
gratitude for the things that just came out with regard to plenitude, gratitude for the air that we breathe, for the sunlight, mm-hmm. The roof over our head, as you said before, Deborah, because, you know, the air that we breathe, how many times do we actually stop to be grateful for that?
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you're grateful for it while you have it, you don't ever have to take yourself to the extreme of not having it the way I did. And, of course, I'm very open with my story of homelessness, but I also, what you just said, Gwen, the air that you breathe, I also have experienced not being able to breathe. There was a time in my life where my lungs were collapsing, and it was extremely difficult to breathe. I almost died. And, you know, it's something that got very, very scary, is that when you can't breathe, you can't talk. And I was taken to that place where I couldn't even get a word out because I couldn't take a breath in. So I have had a journey where I have taken myself to those extremes to be able to appreciate what I have. And that's what I'm here to share with all of you, so that you don't have to take yourself to the extremes that I did.
Go, Deborah!
All right, well, let's go ahead and take another break, and then after that, take some live calls. Once again, the number, if you want to join us, is 800-930-2819. We can talk about anything you want to. And my website again, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane working with conscious repatterning, which is a very fast, very easy way of repatterning limiting beliefs, clearing energy that may be blocking you or holding you back in any way, and releasing subconscious blocks. Let's go to the phone lines now and talk to Mohar calling in from New Jersey. What can we help you with today, Mohar?
Hi, Deborah. I did a call with you guys a little while back. I called in and I was lucky enough to get to talk to you. After that experience, I realized, you know, it's been pretty helpful. So I'm working on something else in my life, and I've been on some of your weekly calls, which have been very helpful for me. I've been able to see various changes in my life, and so I'm going to try to get on them more often. But I'm basically calling in today because I wanted to talk about some of my professional hang-ups right now. So basically, I have my own business, and I've been seeing the industry kind of. I'm in the real estate business, and it changes quite drastically, especially in the current state of the environment, the real estate environment. And when I started my business, it was, you know, everything was outside of my comfort zone, and I was learning new things on a regular basis, and then I became comfortable again in the sense that I knew what I was doing. So now I'm at another point in my career where I have to make some changes, and I'm having a difficult time kind of getting out of that comfort zone again and learning again. So I wanted to kind of discuss that, work on that a little bit.
It's interesting. We were just talking about how discomfort is one of the three main motivators, and that's what's coming in. Not that it motivates you, but discomfort is what drives you. So now that you don't have that discomfort pushing you, you're wanting to be more stagnant or complacent.
Right. And that feels uncomfortable also, though.
It feels like it's a different kind of a discomfort. Actually, it's not even coming in as discomfort. It's coming in as unsettling.
Yes, definitely. I feel like it's just, I mean, I always want to grow as a person, both personally and professionally. And I do feel kind of like, okay, I've been doing what I've been doing for a few years now, 2-3 years, and I want to take it to the next step, which is going to involve change. I think the biggest hang-up is it seems like such a large thing for me, whereas I feel like if I could take a step, I just don't know how to take that step.
So it's taking that first step that seems big to you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but also the step is kind of in the unknown. So, I mean, as you can see, I'm kind of all over the place with this a little bit.
I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, so yeah, fear of the unknown. Well, let's do the same thing that we all just did for ourselves. Well, a little bit different, but just aligning you with the highest and best motivation,
okay.
Which Gwen was just saying was plentitude. Feeling whole within yourself,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't need that discomfort to drive you so much.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to be a really big one for you, a really big shift. So let's start with that.
Okay.
Good. Now I'm not getting that you need that discomfort to drive you. Good. That feels much better with motivation. So it's clear between you and the unknown, clear your fear of the unknown, show you how to trust, and show you how to trust when you can't see all of the pieces of the puzzle. Can we do that?
Okay. Sure, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, it feels good. It feels like the fear of the unknown is clearing for you, but you're still not comfortable with change. So it's clear between you and change. And show you how to flow and transition with change in the highest and best way?
Sure.
Thank you. Oh, this is the biggest one. This is the biggest clearing so far.
Okay. Maybe I can also elaborate kind of. I've been trying to come up with some sort of plan, and in my mind it seems big. Trying to figure out all these variables versus just, you know, stepping back and looking at, okay, you know, what can I do today to move me a, you know, millimeter closer to where I want to ultimately get to?
Yeah, I get that you're overthinking it, and that you actually do have a really clear idea of what the plan is.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's just you're overthinking it, and it feels like you're overthinking it in an attempt to sabotage yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to just kind of create excess frustration is what I'm getting. Some frustration is actually good for you. It feels like it actually is good for you, but okay. Not as much as what you've been creating, and the overthinking is creating excess frustration and kind of feels like not that you're going to throw it away or sabotage it in a destructive way, but that it could get to the point where you just, like a child that's gotten tired of a toy, that you just want to walk away from it, you know, turn away, walk away from it. And that's the way that you're attempting to sabotage yourself right now. Does that make any sense to you?
In a way, it does. I feel like when you say overthinking it and I, you know, just close my eyes and think about it, it's true. I do know what to do, but I'm having trouble trusting myself almost.
Okay, well, let's clear the pattern of overthinking it.
Okay.
Let me see. There seems to be something else. You know, I'm getting to change the belief that you're the one doing all of it. It's kind of surrendering to divine support to
okay.
pull together all the details.
Okay, yeah.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Feel a lot of energy moving. It feels a lot better already. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel better. I can definitely feel like a little more clarity. about it, but not in a way that it's like everything's been resolved, just feeling like I can step into it a little bit more and trust that it's going to work out ultimately. So I think the ultimate issue that I'm dealing with is whenever I do something, there's 100, 200, whatever, X amount of steps that need to be taken, and you make decisions as you go along that path, and you can't make decision number two without making decision number one, and trusting that after I make decision number one, whatever happens, I'll still be able to make, you know, decision number two, and then from decision two, make decision number three, instead of trying to figure out what my next 100 steps will be, and overthinking all the different possibilities that may happen when I take decision one, and then trying to resolve every single one. That's really where I'm getting caught up, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still don't get that you're trusting that process of making the decisions in the order that they're coming. So
right.
Let's bring in trust for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Now I get that you trust it, that you trust that everything will fall into place, that everything is in divine order. You trust your process. You trust your decision-making. I don't think this one's going to be a yes. Does Mohar trust the plan? No. The plan that you were saying, I have no idea what that is, but whatever plan you've come up with, which feels really good and really strong for you, I get that you don't trust that. So let's bring in trust for that, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Funny, because you trust yourself with the plan, but you don't trust the plan itself.
Right. I get that.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody does. I just get information, but I don't always understand it.
Yeah.
If we had more time to talk about it, I could get clarity, a little bit more insight, but I'm just going with it.
Sure.
Okay, good. It's not quite there. I feel like it will. There's nothing else blocking it, but there's quite a bit moving right now energetically. So at the end of this clearing, I get that you will trust the plan.
Okay. You've talked about there being some sort of integration period in general on some of the calls I've been on. So I just was curious, you know, what type of, you know, some things just happen right away. Some things take a few days, maybe a couple of weeks. So I wanted to know kind of what your thoughts were about this.
This one feels like a really fast integration, like instant.
Okay.
Actually, I don't feel like you're going to need a lot of integrating after what
okay.
we do. So yeah, that feels good. Good. Now I'm getting that you trust the plan. Let's see, is there anything else? One more thing. You seem to have this pattern of when you go into trust, you are able to pull yourself out of it really quickly. Do you recognize that in yourself?
What do you mean, if you can elaborate?
I just feel like you can start to trust something, and then it's almost like you hand back the trust. You're like, I don't like the way it feels when I'm trusting it. I want to go back into doubting. But you've got a
right.
pattern.
Right, yeah, I mean... Yeah, I've done that. I do that in my life in different ways where I believe in something, I go with it, and then all of a sudden, like second-guessing myself and pulling back real quick.
It's kind of like you like the game of second-guessing yourself and doubting more than you like the game of trust. let's clear that pattern for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Interesting how it feels like it almost feels better to you when you're in doubt than when you're in trust. Like you get antsy when you're trusting. Kind of
yeah,
like there's,
I think
there's no problems to solve.
I feel like the self-doubt is trying to, I guess I have an idealistic idea of how things should be. So if I make a decision on something, deciding to go one way with it, and then beginning to question whether that is the best way to go, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, that feels like it's all clearing. And we have run out of time, so thank you very much for calling in and sharing with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
So let's take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll take another caller. Once again, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, blocks, anything that may be holding you back from your fullest creative expression, health, prosperity, and healthy, loving relationships, or anything really that you're wanting to attract more of in your life. Let's go back to the phone lines now. We have Faith calling in from Fort Lauderdale. How are you, Faith?
I'm doing okay.
Thanks for calling. What can we help you with?
I have a question. Within a week of each other, I've had a couple of friends that have been quite manipulative around money, and I'm just wondering what's going on with that. That's been pretty much very annoying and don't really know the origin of it, and I would like to clear that.
Well, you said a couple different friends. I'm getting three. Are there three people?
Let's see. There's two that I can think of offhand. Oh, yeah. There's another one.
Okay. Good. Let's see if we need any more details. Let's start off with clearing all three of those. Can you give me an initial, like a first initial or something that represents
okay.
each one?
S.
Okay.
J. And another J.
Well, there's something else that we need to talk about the other J. I hope you know which one the other one is. I feel like you do. But let's start off with clearing with the first two, and then we'll see what else comes up about the other one, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So clearing the relationship, that's just going to basically release anything that may be stuck or kind of hindering that relationship, the true soul connection or the truth of the relationship, anything that's blocking that. And I'm getting manipulation is not part of the truth of the relationship, so that's clearing right now. But there's still something sticking with the other J. So is this a male, the other J?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page with that. There's some anger associated with that one. Let me see. I feel like it's your anger. Are you aware of that?
A little bit.
Okay. Let me see if we need any more information. No. Can we clear that? Can we release it?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes if it's something that you're holding on to in you know, on any level or in any way, it doesn't just automatically release when we do a relationship clearing. That's why I needed your consent to let that go, and that gives the anger permission, so to speak, to go ahead and release. And I feel like it's releasing now. So it feels like all three of those relationships are clear. It feels like the manipulation has cleared. But there is something in you that has been attracting the manipulation. So can we look into that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you have a basic distrust. You know, I feel like it's a basic distrust in humanity. Do you agree with that?
Wow. I guess I hadn't looked at it that deep.
I feel like I have the same thing, so I'm going to clear right along with you. let's go ahead and release that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good. I feel like it's releasing. It feels like it's been a really big influence, but it's releasing really easily. So that's good.
Wow, I can feel it clearing.
What does it feel like?
My head just got really light and a little bit dizzy.
Oh, gosh. Are you sitting down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. It's a big clearing. Sometimes that happens when we release the energy so quickly. So I'm just going to give this just another minute to complete. Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, my head is clearing right now. Starting to feel better.
I love that. I love how fast it is that we can recognize the energy release.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I even see clearer.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Okay, let's see. Is there anything that Faith is doing to attract manipulation? There are still some ways that you're manipulating yourself. Can we clear those?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Self-manipulation. Let's see. Do we need to know anything else? No. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the biggest clearing of all. Can you tell?
Yes. I kind of had a feeling.
Yeah, I've done a lot of work on myself, clearing the ways that I manipulate or manipulated myself. I don't feel like I'm doing it to the same extent, but we are masters of manipulation.
Yeah, I never really thought of myself manipulating myself. So, that's interesting.
Well, the interesting part about it is that it's very difficult to recognize when we're doing it to ourselves and we're the only one involved. How do we really recognize it? So it does feel like there is something that you're not willing to see about yourself. Let me check in with this just a little bit more. Is that okay?
Yes.
You know what I'm getting? I thought it was going to be something a little bit dramatic, but it's you're not willing to see the love that you are.
Wow.
So.
Well, it brought tears to my eyes, so definitely true.
Aw. Well, yeah, let's open you up to see the love that you are. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So this one feels like it's going to last a while.
Oh, good.
It's a pretty big clearing. But it's also integrating very quickly. So it's not going to take a long time for you to recognize the shift. You're probably already recognizing it.
I do feel it. I feel my heart opening.
Oh, wow. I love working with super sensitive people. I feel like you're super sensitive that can describe what it feels like. Because a lot of people feel the clearings, but they don't necessarily know what they feel. You know, they don't know how to describe it. Like you just said, you feel your heart opening. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, I've always been a feeler.
Yeah, I don't have that same level of sensitivity. I'm sensitive in other ways, and I definitely feel the clearings, but not that detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Good. Now I get that you're seeing the love that you are. It's also opening up some vulnerability. Let's change your belief that love comes with vulnerability show you how to stay strong. Stay strong within yourself. You know what I see? I see you like hanging, and this is obviously just symbolic, but like hanging from a tree, kind of in land or in an area where there's predators, and that's the energy that I'm getting around being the love that you are, is that you're going to get eaten. That's interesting. Let's shift that and show you that it's safe to be the love that you are, to express the love that you have to express, and change the belief that it makes you vulnerable.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And this feels like the biggest clearing of all.
Wow, when you said, like, hanging from a tree wrapped up, I kind of saw, like, a cocoon.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was symbolic of letting the world see your love was making you vulnerable in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that's not our intention, so we're changing any beliefs around that make you feel vulnerable.
Boy, I really needed this.
We're going deep, aren't we?
Yeah, I so appreciate it.
Okay, good. Now I feel that you're completely safe being the love that you are, seeing the love that you are, and expressing the love that you have.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel great. I felt like I was right on the verge of something, and I guess this was it.
Yes, moving right along, accelerating your process, greatly accelerating your process, actually, is what we're doing right now.
Well, awesome.
So good. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much. That was awesome.
Nice.
Like, so perfect. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll be here again next week with another live call-in segment. Once again, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. And if you want to join us for the live group clearing call Tuesday, tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock Pacific, you can also connect in with that on my website. Until next week, remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you then.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Be.